Welcome back here to What's Cooking Today, the nation's food, wine, restaurant, travel, and entertainment show. I'm Michael Horn, along with Matt Passage. Where are we headed, Maddie? Matt?
An appletini is a perfectly suitable drink for a man, Courtney. And we're going to get more information on classic cocktails and how to make other delicious drinks with Claire McCafferty.
Claire McCafferty, welcome to the broadcast.
Thanks so much for having me. How are y'all doing today?
Hey, we're doing great. It's National Martini Day today, Claire. And by the way, Claire McCafferty is the author of the Classic and Craft Cocktail Recipe Book. And it's National Martini Day. Are you celebrating with a martini already, or are you getting ready to do it later on?
Not yet. And the classic martini is actually not one of my favorite drinks.
Really?
Don't tell my friends.
Oh,
but
don't tell me that. Please. Claire, if you were to have the classic martini, would it be made with gin or would it be made with vodka?
So let me give a little bit of background here.
Please.
In about the past 130 years, the martini has become more of a category than one specific drink. So if I was going to have a classic martini, I would have a martini made with two parts gin to one part dry vermouth.
Wow, so that's the classic has got that much vermouth in it, huh? It's like two parts gin and one part dry vermouth. You put it in there. Would you shake it or stir it?
I would stir it.
Oh, brother. Oh, my. Oh. All right, but that's the classic.
That's the original.
Yeah. And so if you want it, and you know what? I should try that instead of just going blah, and give it a shot. But vodka has gone crazy recently, hasn't it, with the James Bond movies and all the vodkas that have sprung up. So vodka's come on strong these days. How did that all happen?
So that's more of why the martini is a category of drinks rather than being one specific drink. When vodka started eclipsing gin in the 60s. People started subbing in vodka where gin was originally in cocktails, and the martini was one of those places where that happened. Now, I said that I would have a 2-to-1 gin martini. The original martini was actually equal parts gin and vermouth.
Wait a second. So you're saying two gin and two vermouth in there, or one and one when you'd make this drink?
Yeah. That's not my preference, though. By the 1930s, it was down to about 5-to-1, so five parts gin, one part vermouth. And then by the height of the three martini lunch in about the 60s, you were looking at about 8-to-1, or the bartender would just look at the bottle of vermouth.
That's exactly right. That's what they say, just a splash, just a drop. The late Ed McMahon from The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, he talked about this true story in the service where he asked the guy to get some vermouth for martinis, and the guy came back with like 20 cases of vermouth, and he said there was so much there that they would pour the vermouth into the martini glass, swish it all around, and throw it out, and whatever just clung to the glass was what they had in the drink. But they throw the rest away. So really, that's the dry martini's taste, isn't it? When you have very little vermouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So all right, and gin came on as you know it became popular here. So would you say the gin, or rather the vodka martini, would be more popular now than the gin, or is there still there's still a bunch of people still prefer gin, don't they?
Yeah, it really depends on the person. As a bartender, I've seen people who will not drink their martini any other way but with vodka and olive brine and an olive, so a dirty martini. But there are also people who will only drink it with gin. So it's really a matter of personal preference.
Yeah, and they have the flavored ones now. Like Matt likes the appletini. There's the chocolatini for dessert. Those are just sprung up all over the place.
So those are not actually martinis.
Right.
Those are drinks, cocktails specifically, that are served in martini glasses.
I would agree with Claire McCafferty on this thing, author of the Classic and Craft Cocktail Recipe Book. By the way, this is the true book, the definitive guide to mixing perfect cocktails from aviation to zombie. She's got them all in there. Now, when you make the martini, one more thought. It's an olive, right? Sometimes they do a lemon twist, but if you put an onion in there, is that like a Rob Roy? Is that what they call it when you do an onion in the cocktail?
An onion is a Gibson.
A Gibson.
A Rob Roy is a Manhattan with scotch.
That's right. How confusing can I be? It's a Manhattan. That's completely different. It's the Gibson. Of course it is. And the Fender is also another great guitar. What can I tell you? Great sommelier Michael Horn here on the show for you. So tell me a little bit, Claire McCafferty, about your book here, the Classic Craft and Cocktail Recipe Book. You tell us, so I won't make those mistakes anymore, about the names of the drinks, bartending, the old style, the new style. Give me some background on this book.
this book was kind of a whirlwind project for me. And like most things in my bartending and writing careers, it happened a little bit by accident.
How so?
The publishing company, Rockridge, actually saw me on Google, and they had a very tight deadline, and it just happened to work out with my schedule that I had the 7 weeks that they were allowing for the book to be written, that I had them open.
Whoa.
So I wrote the book in 7 weeks.
Wow.
And yeah, it was insane.
And you had an office job and you got into cocktails. How did that all start?
Once again, by accident, as many things do. I was at my favorite bar and I had had a couple cocktails and I was miserable in the office job you're talking about. And I asked the bartender when he was going to stop telling me about cocktails and start teaching me how to make them. I had my first shift 2 weeks later and was promoted to bartender 6 weeks after that.
Whoa.
And it's been 5 years.
What was the office job? What were you doing?
I was actually a clinical assistant at a pain clinic. And I like to say it's like being a nurse without the pay or the blood.
There you go. I thought maybe you said you were working at CRN Radio. I was going to say, please, don't tell that story again. So you really look at the science of drinks, don't you? Because you're a great writer as well, too. So you get a little history behind these cocktails, like you just told us about the origins of the martini. I kind of like that when you get the history.
Yeah, so I'm a total nerd. My academic background is in physics and English lit because they go together. But it's one of those things where I had the chance to write a column for about 2.5 years on the science and history of cocktails for Mental Floss. And it was just amazing to get to dive into all of these historical facts and what happens when an egg white interacts with citrus and sugar and just get super nerdy with it.
Yeah. I love it. Claire McClafferty, the book is called The Classic and Craft Cocktail Recipe Book. Where can we get it? Bookstores everywhere?
It should be available in most major retailers, and it's available online at Amazon.com and through The Bitter Southerner.
And do you have a website?
I do. It's ClaireMcClafferty.com.
C-L-A-I...
On social media.
Yes, it's C-L-A-I-R-M-C-L-A-F-F-E-R-T-Y.com. And social media, where do you? What do we follow you on?
I'm C. Claire Wright.
C. Claire Wright? Love it. Thank you so much, Claire McClafferty. Get the book, The Classic and Craft Cocktail Recipe Book.